Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. So we have another fantastic episode on Kai Cenat starting a riot in Union Square.
Criminal charges have been filed against the social media influencer whose video game giveaway prompted mayhem in New York City. Kai Cenat is accused of inciting a riot during the unpermitted event.
If you don't know, famous streamer Kai Cenat literally caused an actual riot by trying to do a giveaway in New York City. And let's talk about it. Kai Cenat is a streamer, as we know, with 6.6 million followers. He currently holds the Twitch subscriber record. He is massive. I've done an episode on him before. He is an electric personality, keeps things very high energy, and is one of, currently this time period's biggest streamer. So basically on Wednesday of last week, he started a stream and he said, I'm going to New York. New York is where he's from. And he's like, I want to give back to my community. So we're going to do a giveaway. He said, we're going to give away PS5s, PCs, webcams, a bunch of streaming equipment. He said it's the stay off the streets and stream program.
14th Street, Union Square Park, NYC, starting at 4 o'clock. That shit might end really quick on depending on how rowdy you get and shit like that. 4 o'clock is starting on Friday. What date is that, chat? Friday the 4th, right? Now, look, it is a public area, so we don't know. Anything can happen, bro. Anything can happen. Make sure you pull up with somebody. Just make sure you pull up with a friend so y'all make sure y'all good and shit like that. And I'm making sure that no shit win the shit. You feel what I'm saying? I call this the stay out the streets and go stream project.
Basically, like I said, it was his community. He wanted to give back and kind of he's paving the way for a lot of black influencers on Twitch. That wasn't really a large demographic before. Twitch has kind of always been at least dominated in the higher subscribers by white influencers. So it's really cool what he's doing. He's giving back to his community. So basically, he says this on Wednesday. I watched the stream after the fact, and he's showing pictures of Union Square. He says, you know, all the trains go here. We're going to do it on 4 p.m. And he specifically said, he's like, okay, I want to give back, but like you guys, you know, we got to stay calm. You got to stay safe. He mentioned that multiple times. Now, some people, like, I think applied. He was trying to get the hype up. He was trying to get, like, people to, like, get all, like, very rambunctious and tense. And I just don't think that's the case. I think he was trying to maybe get people, not rowdy, but like in the sense of you want to be able to get excited, you know. This is his community. He's trying to create hype around something, trying to bring people in on this feeling, this empowerment. And I think that's not inherently bad. Now, I understand why that can be perceived, that he was trying to get everybody up in arms, but I really don't think he was. Because at this event, he mentioned security when he first was introducing this. He said, you know, we're going to have security because you guys, like, you shouldn't try anything. If it gets, like, rowdy and unsafe, we'll shut it down quick, right? He says that all.
Now, I'm going to say this one time and one time only, okay, my boys and girls? Security will be deep. You try something, you get boomed.
And he also said, which I think is important to note, I mean, this, once we get to the riot, it was insane, right? Like, people were jumping on cars and all that shit. But, like, he said they would be doing trivia. So, like, there's no way you can be expecting this sort of riot if you're having people answer questions for the giveaway. Like, that's just not how to do trivia. You have to imagine it's an organized thing. And I think there's one clip of him on stream talking with Phantom, and, like, how many people do you think are going to be there? And he said, like, 500. Like, I truly do not think he thought that this many people were going to show up. And I also think it's important that he's young. I think we got to understand that. So he's going into this, you know, I think he was born in 2001, December of 2001, which makes him 21. He's going into this. He doesn't really know. But, yeah.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
So he gets there. There's people pouring. I mean, it's summer. Everybody's out of school. And he did ask his chat, you know, who lived in New York and who's out of school. And a bunch of people said yes. Maybe he just expected less to come. I don't know. But yeah, he said, okay, we're going to get everybody to like come. And eventually he shows up in his car with, a bunch of Phantom and to maybe some other AMP boys and stuff like that. And they get out, and it's already crazy. His security guards usher him around. Things are kind of going insane. And then it just starts getting more and more crazy to the point where 6,000 people were there. 6,000, he expected 500, and 6,000 people were there, just filling the entirety of Union Square. And they were just stopping traffic, all going here. Like, even if they were calm, it would have been probably near impossible to organize some type of, you know, trivia giveaway. Because even if people are like participating in this trivia giveaway and they're like trying to do all that, they're probably going to push each other because there's a free PS5. Of course I want that. Yeah. So he announced it on Wednesday. They get Friday. Like I said, it's crazy. And then people started to kind of get out of control. I don't know when it directly happened. I just imagine when you get a bunch of, you know, similar-minded young people in that space, and they are energized and they are hyped. If you don't have enough supervision, if you don't have enough direction, like, things kind of just get out of control. That's just kind of a nature of life that happens. But they ended up getting very out of control. People were climbing on things. I think like they climbed on the statues. They climbed on the train station gazebo. People were setting off fireworks. Fights started. Eventually got to the point once, you know, stuff really started getting out of control and Kai started leaving, that people were stomping on cars. Literally someone was getting sturdy on a car. It was absolutely insane.
Individuals in the park begin to commit acts of violence towards the police and the public. There was a construction site within the Union Park, Union Square Park, and people broke into the park and they began to throw articles that belonged to the construction site: paint cans, bottles, rocks. We had people walking around with shovels, axes, and other tools from the construction trade. And additionally, individuals were also lighting fireworks, and they were throwing them towards the police. They were throwing them towards each other.
And Kai had to get pulled out of there because it got too out of control. He did bring security. And as they were driving away, people were hanging on to his car, which is just absolutely insane. And the car was driving, and they were driving, and some people were hanging on. And the newscasters were very upset the car was going fast with people on. I understand how you would have panicked that situation, go faster, but like, yeah, it is understandable that you should try to slow down and convince the people to get off instead of, you know, just get away. But eventually the, you know, NYPD was called in. They got wind of it. They called like some like emergency, like DEFCON that was pretty high, and a bunch of NYPD officers got sent in, and they were like forming these, like this giant like line that like looks like added the stuff for literal like riots, and started policing everything, and kind of they ordered everybody to leave and said, if you, you know, you stayed and you lingered, you'd be arrested, but if you left, you were fine. And there was some interactions between, they were pretty physical, on which the police said they had to apply force to match the crowd. There was one clip that's pretty bad of a policeman slamming like some kid's face into a windshield. I don't know if he was doing before, but it got way too violent, way too quick. But the police, they ended up making, I think it was 65 arrests, around half of which were juvenile arrests, which for those who don't know means under 18. And that kind of shows you the demographic of people that were there. Obviously 65 is not like a big percentage of 7,000, but still 7,000, 6,000, but still it's like a lot of people getting arrested. Kai was arrested himself. And all this happened, property was destroyed. I think they were messing with food vendors. All this happened. So of course the media caught stream of it, and not just like Keemstar, but like literally like the news, like ABC, like national news everywhere. And they were doing all these reports, and you know, it's interesting because like these reports, like people are seemingly baffled. It's really funny whenever something that has to do with video games reaches media, because they just don't know what to do without it. I was watching this clip of, you know, people talking about the rioting, And some guy was like, some newscaster was like, they say he's very big on Twitch. I don't really know anything about that. I think that's a platform where you watch people play video games. Sounds boring to me. And it's always funny when you kind of have like, I mean, I don't really consider myself that like part of a niche community, but it is funny when you, I think this term is funny, but when you have like normies kind of just like kind of trying to understand the Twitch and YouTube space. But no, like it was on every news. So I went to the New York Times to go read an article about this. And literally there were like 7 separate articles of the New York Times alone about this riot. And I did read the article, and I don't think they did too bad of a job. I think they did understand that Kai was good natured and he wanted to give back. I was worried that it might be blown out of proportion, considering, you know, that they could just say all these influencers are crazy and all this stuff. But I do think they did a good job at, like, kind of understanding what he was trying to do. They did call him a niche internet celebrity, which I think is funny, because I don't know if I would consider him niche. I mean, 6 million followers is a lot. I mean, I guess he's no Mr. Beast. He's not that well known. But it's funny when people consider Twitch niche, when at least someone like me is so invested in the space. But I guess it is true. I just necessarily wouldn't consider him. But one of the funniest, craziest things from the article is they were comparing, like, the use of, like, you know, social media and, like, these large groups of people gathering to other situations where it happens in the past, right? And they literally compared this Kai Cenat riot in New York to the storming of the Capitol. Which I was reading this New York Times article, and I was like, what? Like, the fact that this Kai Cenat's giveaway is literally being compared to the storming of the U.S. Capitol is absolutely insane, absolutely insane. I see, you know, the string of reasoning that they were going for. They were trying to show, like, oh, like, this is the power of social media. But, yeah, all that. But
introducing Batiste Sweat-Activated and Touch-Activated Dry Shampoo. With breakthrough technology that absorbs oil and releases bursts of fragrance whenever you sweat or touch your hair for up to 24 hours, it's the ultimate hair care for girls on the go. Try the newest dry shampoo that's activated by you. Batiste, the future of hair care is here. Buy Batiste dry shampoo online or in store at your nearest retailer.
I honestly think they called him like a good nature, like I said, high energy performer, and I think they did a good job of showing that he meant well. I mean, Kai thought it was calm. Thought it was going to be calm. He said right before the video of him going out there that, you know, they had to be safe.
It's a lot of y'all out there right now. Everybody who's out there, make sure y'all safe. Appreciate everybody who popped out for y'all, bro. We're going to make sure it's safe. Bro, we're not going to do nothing y'all. Until it's safe. Yeah, we got to make sure it's safe. Right there, everybody's good.
I do think he really tried his best. But, I mean, one flaw that has been pointing out and is clearly right to point out is he didn't contact anybody beforehand. And at one point he even says in Times Square, like, I can't do it there, or like, the giveaway there, they'll shut me down. And I think it was just oversight on his part. He has, I think the article, you know, is mentioning something about him having influences, and he has to acknowledge that, and so the police officers. And I do think that this is his valid point. But, like, I really want to impress how mainstream this got. Like, I went to get personal for a bit, but I went to dinner with my grandma yesterday. My grandma, I believe she's 80. And she brought this up to me. I didn't say anything about it. And she goes, did you see this? So the fact that it's reaching my 80-year-old grandma is insane. But, like, the cool part about that is she's like, no, I think he was a good person, which is pretty awesome to see. That he wasn't being portrayed in too negative light, but he was charged. He was charged with, I think, maybe first and second degree rioting, and then an unlawful assembly, maybe some other things. And he's going to have to face some court dates on that.
Rioting is not a word. It was 2 charges of inciting a riot.
And today, recently, it timed out well while I was recording this, he made his response to it. So he streamed it, and then I watched the clip on YouTube where he talks about it. In his response, he said as much, his dream is to give back to his community, you know, where he came from, New York, all of this. And he says he was saying he now realizes his influence, you know, like that he has this much pull, and that he has to realize, you know, classic Uncle Ben, if he likes Spider-Man so much, with great power comes great responsibility. That's just how this stuff goes.
It's crazy. You feel what I'm saying? And I also, like, I spoke to myself, bro. I've also asked myself. I said, yo, I'm not going to lie. Kai, you feel what I'm saying? Next time you want to do any of these things like this, you need to hit up the right people, make the right calls, okay? I need to be able to hit up the right people, make the right calls, and do it the correct way. Because as a whole, bro, we all have to do it. We all have to do better.
But he was, you know, saying the people who destroyed things aren't cool. And he, like, was kind of very disappointed in them. And, you know, I think that he was genuinely confused on what people were rioting. He says he's going to go through proper channels this time, but I'm going to really say this again. I watched this apology, and I've seen a lot of YouTuber apologies, and a lot of them feel very scripted and all of this, and kind of like that it's not the person talking, it's management talking. And although I do think Kai, like, really impressed upon some points that I bet his manager and maybe eventually his lawyer, since he's going to have to go to court, wanted him to hit, I do think it was coming from him. The emotion that I was getting, it felt genuine. It felt like he was speaking from the heart and he wasn't changing his tone of voice. He didn't start the stream and go, oh, to the classic YouTuber apology sigh. As far as apology video goes, I think he did a pretty good job. And I think he was just, as I said, like, he was disappointed, man. I think he didn't want it to get like this. He's like, why are people destroying things? Why are they getting good cars? Because
you feel what I'm saying? None of that. I had good intentions for this whole thing. And none of that was my intentions, bro. Not only that, but I don't condone any of the things that went on that day. None of that is cool. I'm seeing random videos of people getting sturdy on people's cars. And I'm asking myself while I'm watching the video, why? Like, why? You feel what I'm saying? I'm over here like, why? Like, and when we do things like this, you feel what I'm saying? When we do things like this, it not only needs to be safe, but it needs to be fun. Like, anything we do like this has to be safe and fun.
He wanted to give things away, and I don't know if they got to give away anything. Like, it was just a failure, and it wasn't his mission, and obviously that sucks. One of the things that I thought was interesting is he used kind of the back half of the video to speak directly to the media, and apparently the media had been showing up at his mom's house, and that seemed heartfelt too. He was like, hey, I can take this flack, I'm an influencer, but, like, don't go near my mom's house. He's like, I'm asking, and he actually said, he's like, I'm asking you nicely, please don't do that. And again, I think this shows that he is a person, and although he has this crazy internet personality, at the end of the day, he's just trying to do good. And I thought, like, that came across well. And what was interesting to me is, I don't know if he's religious, but he spent the back half of the video literally saying anything is possible through Christ and praying. And I personally, I didn't know about that about him, but he was literally praying in that video. So I think he's really trying. He's taking a break from streaming to deal with his court dates. And I think he's really trying to kind of bring this back. And if, you know, they do it next time, he says he's going through proper channels. And I think we'll see some Kaizen at events in the future, and we'll see success. And I honestly think that, as I said before, I don't know if his content is exactly for me, but I think we'll see some great things for him in the future, and I'll keep it at that. I mean, if there's any other updates, I'll try to add them to, you know, my further videos. But I think he tried to have some security and all of that, and he meant well, but at the end of the day, he didn't realize his own influence, and it got out of control. And yeah, it's still on him. He should have to pay a fine or do something to that effect. Okay, that's going to be it for this week. I will see you guys next time. Goodbye.